This is Radio Nepal, MT Ka Prasad Khadka with news. The headlines first. Government tightens government employees' foreign trips. Issues circular to all ministries and government agencies directing them to obtain approval. Nepali Communist Party's Khagaraj Bhatta as appointed as Chief Minister of Sudarpashchim Province. Speaker Dol Prasad Real urges government to resolve tourism sector's policy and structural issues. And unprecedented rain in Japan kills at least 8 people. Now the news in detail. The Office of the Prime Minister and Council of Ministers has emphasized the need to make foreign trips undertaken by government employees more systematic and cost-effective. At a press briefing organized at Singhadarbar today, Joint Secretary at the Office of the Prime Minister and Council of Ministers, Hemraj Aryal, shared the information. He said that the Prime Minister's office has issued a circular to all ministries and government agencies directing them to obtain prior approval before nominating employees for any foreign visit. The new provision is expected to play an important role in making official foreign visits more organized, transparent, and economical. Meanwhile, the government has also formed a committee to facilitate the implementation of the agreement signed with the injured people and martyrs' families of the Janji Movement that occurred on the 8th and 9th of September. The Janji Agreement and Integrated Package Implementation Coordination and Felicitation Committee, formed under the coordination of the Joint Secretary at the Office of the Prime Minister and Council of Ministers, would play a major role in the implementation of the agreements. Home Minister Sudhan Gurung has said that the process of withdrawing cases registered during Janji Movement will be taken forward seriously. He made it plain that the innocent people would not be dragged into cases based on prejudice or with a revenge motive, and that no one should get away in cases of heinous crimes. Speaking in the meeting of the House of Representatives, Law, Justice and Parliamentary Human Rights Committee rather today, he informed that the committee has been formed to study the withdrawal of cases. Meantime, Home Minister Gurung expressed dissatisfaction over the way the Home Ministry's secretary and police officials were treated based on the complaints. He made it clear that no one should be found guilty just because of a complaint, and that nobody's character should be destroyed until the allegations are proven. Nepali Communist Party Sudarpashchim Province Assembly Parliamentary Party leader Khagaraj Bhatta has been appointed the Chief Minister of Sudarpashchim Province. Sudarpashchim Province Chief Nazir Mia today appointed Bhatta to the post in accordance with the constitution. Bhatta has become the fifth Chief Minister of Sudarpashchim Province. With the change in the power sharing equation, Chief Minister Kamal Bahadur Shah had resigned from the post. And the newly appointed Chief Minister Bhatta took the oath of office and secrecy before Province Chief Nazir Mia today itself. Professor Dr. Vivek Paral has been appointed as the Vice Chancellor of Kathmandu University. Prime Minister and University Chancellor Balendra Saha made the appointment upon the recommendation of the Vice Chancellor Selection and Recommendation Committee. Minister for Education and Sports Sasmit Pokhrel handed over the appointment later to the newly appointed Vice Chancellor Dr. Baral today. The Vice Chancellor Selection and Recommendation Committee, led by Minister Pokhrel, had recommended three candidates, including Baral, to the Prime Minister. Dr. Baral is the professor at Mechanical Engineering Department of Kathmandu University itself. Speaker Dol Prasad Aryal has dubbed the tourism sector as the backbone of country's economy. Inaugurating the 59th Annual General Meeting of the Nepal Association for Tour and Travel Agents, NATA, in Kathmandu today, he stressed the need for active engagement of all concerned sides for the advancement of the sector earning foreign currency. Noting that the government should be serious about resolving the policy and structural issues facing the tourism sector, Speaker Ariel urged the professional organizations such as NATA to continue to the expansion of tourism industry at the optimum level. Similarly, addressing the same event, Minister for Culture, Tourism and Civil Aviation, Khadagraj Podyal, has said that the government is committed to moving ahead, collaborating with the private sector for the development of the country's tourism sector. Minister Podyal said that he is actively working to resolve policy and structural issues for the development of the country's tourism sector. Minister for Information and Communications, Dr. Vikram Timal Sinha, has instructed the concerned agencies to expand access to telecommunications services. During a discussion held today at the Ministry of Communications with the Nepal Telecommunications Authority and Nepal Telecom, Minister Timal Sinha said that complaints from citizens about weak telephone and internet services have been reported consistently, emphasizing that both the regulator and the service providers need to work seriously and effectively to expand telecommunications services. Minister Timal Sinha also instructed the authorities to improve services accordingly to meet the aspirations of the people at large. This news comes to you from Daily Nepal. Now time for a short break.
नेपाल टेलिकमको इन्टरनेशनल रोमिङ सेवा सुचारू गर्न #1415#7# गरी वा नेपाल टेलिकमको एपबाट पनि गर्न सक्नुहुन्छ।
नेपाल टेलिकम, राष्ट्रको संचार।
वेलकम ब्याक, नाउ द रिमेनिङ न्यूज। A three-day conference of youths aimed at creating a common understanding of transparency on climate issues has kicked off in Kathmandu today. Over 180 youths from all seven provinces are participating in the local Conference of Youth Nepal 2026, organized to increase meaningful youth participation in climate change-related policy and decision-making process. The conference, organized by Nepali Youth for Climate Action and Youth Action for Sustainable and Eco-Nepal, was supported by the official children and youth groups of the United Nations Framework Convention on Climate Change. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 8 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now to some international news updates. At least 8 people have died as record rainfall pummeled eastern Japan and left thousands stranded at Tokyo's Narita Airport, according to the BBC. The rains, which authorities have described as unprecedented, cut power to more than 20,000 households in Chiba Prefecture. Local authorities issued a Level 5 emergency warning, its highest alert, on Thursday. However, this was downgraded to a level 4 by Friday morning, but they continue to warn of landslide and flooding risk. The White House said in a report on Thursday that more than 40 countries had helped China sidestep U.S. tariffs by routing exports through nations that face lower American import duties. According to the BBC, the countries named include Canada, India, Mexico, Japan, and South Korea, which the White House said had helped China evade tens of billions of dollars in tariffs, which are levied on companies importing goods. White House Trade Advisor Peter Navarro said it had cost American jobs and billions in revenue. Meanwhile, a spokesperson for Chinese embassy in Washington said trade wars have no winners and that it opposes the U.S. tariff measures and the use of state power to target China's companies. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast generally cloudy weather conditions across the country. Moderate rain or snowfall with thunder and lightning is likely at some places in the Himalayan and hilly regions. Likewise, moderate rainfall is likely at a few places in the Tarai region. Heavy rainfall is likely at one or two places in the hilly regions of Bagmati, Gandaki, Karnali and Sudhir Pashim provinces. With this, we have almost come to the end of the news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Government tightens government employees' foreign trips, issues circular to all ministries and government agencies directing them to obtain prior approval. Nepali Communist Party's Khagraj Bhatt appointed as the Chief Minister of Sudhirpashchim Province. Speaker Dol Prasad Oryal urges government to resolve tourism sector's policy and structural issues. And unprecedented rain in Japan kills at least 8 people. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.